This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, June 24, made holy. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 9 and chapter 10. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands, that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. Otherwise, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all, and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." Then I said, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, my God." First he said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law." Then he said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. There are many times in which we try, either intentionally or not, to pay for our sins. We try to follow all kinds of rules and regulations. We try to be good people. When we're sorry for our sins, something inside makes us think we have to make things right. We want to try to pay God back, as if we might pay for our salvation, but we can't. And yet, because of Jesus, we've been made holy already. As we've learned in these reflections on Hebrews, the priests were busy every day offering sacrifices for people's sins. And on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would make a sacrifice for all the sins of the people, year after year after year. Now we have one who has come and has offered us his own body as the perfect sacrifice, once for all. Jesus' death on the cross for our sake was enough to make us holy. We no longer have to offer sacrifices day after day, year after year. Christ has already sacrificed himself, once for all. We don't have to try to earn our holiness, for Christ has already made us holy. And as we've already been made holy, our response is to strive, in his strength, to live into what Christ has already made us to be. We've already been made holy. Now, in the strength of Christ our Savior, we can begin to be like him. Pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your sacrifice for our sins, once for all, making us holy. Guide us to be like you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.